Hello, Akita.
Yes.
Hi, good morning. Good afternoon. My name is Shireen on a recorded line. I'm calling in regards to your inquiry about the Roundup lawsuit. Did you want to see if you meet the criteria to participate?
I just got off the phone with somebody.
I see that you just spoke to my colleague Jaden. Did you submit a file with him?
Yes.
Okay, I'm not
Well,
sure.
my phone went dead, and we was like almost through.
Okay. Did you want me to let him know, or did you want to speak to me instead?
Do it matter? Do I have to start all over?
Yeah, but I could get it done in another 15 minutes or so. Did you want to do that?
And if I go to him, I still have to start over?
I think you may be able to continue the call the way that it is.
Okay. Come on, we can start over.
Okay. And did you already get an? Or I'm sorry. Did you already get an attorney to assist you with filing a claim? Yes, you did?
Yeah.
So you already signed something with an attorney?
Yeah.
Okay. And did you get a letter of release from them?
I had to check my email because my phone went dead, and I thought he would have called me back.
Oh, are you talking about Jaden?
That's an attorney.
Is that the person you just spoke with?
I spoke to him, and then he connected me. He had me call a lawyer call.
Oh, a lawyer already called you to verify your case?
Yeah.
Hold on, let me
that's
see.
That's who I was just on the phone with.
Okay, so the person that I'm seeing that you were just on the phone with is Jaden, but I don't see a file here. The person you just spoke to is my colleague. He's an intake specialist. Is that who you're referring to?
Yeah, I talked to him, and then he asked me a whole bunch of questions, and then he saw me to the attorney, and then he asked me a whole bunch of questions and had me sign.
Okay, give me 1 second. Let me put you on a brief hold. Let me go speak to Jaden and see, okay?
Okay.
Hello, Lakita?
Yes.
All right, I just spoke to Jaden. Jaden said he didn't send you any documents to sign, so that would mean that you don't have an attorney. Is that correct?
Wait, I just said something.
Do you remember who you spoke to after Jaden?
I forgot his name, but I spoke to two people.
Okay. And the most recent person you spoke to regarding your Roundup usage, diagnosing, things like that, is that who you're referring to?
Yeah.
Okay, so yes, he's not an attorney. That would be my colleague, Jaden. So that would mean you don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim because he didn't submit any documents. Is that correct?
I guess so.
Okay. And then are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, or signed documents with another law firm?
Yes.
Okay. And would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Roundup lawsuit?
Yes.
Okay. And then were you yourself or someone you love diagnosed with non-Hodgkin's lymphoma after spraying Roundup?
No.
Any blood cancers, leukemias, or lymphomas for you or a loved one?
Non-Hodgkin's
lymphoma?
Uh-huh.
Okay. And do you happen to know the specific subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
Like what
what type of non-Hodgkin's lymphoma? specific type. Hello, Lakita, can you hear me?
Hello. What? Hello, I'm sorry. Hello.
No worries. Are you okay?
Yeah.
Do you happen to know the specific subtype of the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
The subtype, B cell.
Okay, diffuse large. Is it diffuse large B cell lymphoma?
Yeah.
Okay. And then who would this be in regards of? Is it yourself?
Myself.
Oh, I'm sorry to hear that. And how are you doing now?
I'm okay now.
Okay, I'm happy to hear that.
Okay.
Okay, I'll try to fly through this, okay? Have you had more than one non-Hodgkin's lymphoma diagnosis?
No.
Okay. And you would be filing this claim on behalf of yourself, correct?
Yeah.
And what was the date that you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed October 17th.
What year? 2019, okay. And did you spray Roundup at home or at work?
At home.
And did you have any colleagues that, or neighbors or others in your home that sprayed Roundup?
No. Well, not that I know.
Okay, and how old were you when you were diagnosed?
I was diagnosed at 34.
Okay, and then how many years did you spray Roundup for?
I want to say 9 years.
9 years, okay. And have you sprayed Roundup for at least 10 days or more?
Yes.
And the phone we're speaking on, is this a smartphone or a landline?
A smartphone.
Okay. And are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes.
Okay. And what is the home address of where you sprayed Roundup?
3931 West Adams, Chicago, Illinois.
And then is this also your current home address?
No.
Okay. So I have 3931 West Adams Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60624?
Yes.
Okay. And then the following questions are going to be yes or no's based off your past or present medical history. Have you ever had HIV or AIDS, autoimmune disease, hepatitis C, rheumatoid arthritis, diabetes?
No.
Have you ever had organ transplant, hepatitis B, Epstein-Barr, lupus?
No.
Have you ever had cancer requiring chemotherapy other than the non-Hodgkin's lymphoma?
No.
And do you have a family history of cancer?
No.
Okay. And then your first name, is it Laqueta?
Yes.
And your last name, Brown, Brwn?
Yes.
And do you have a suffix in your name?
No.
And are you currently married?
Do I have a middle name?
No, a suffix, such as junior, senior.
Nah.
And are you currently married?
No.
And what is your date of birth?
September 9th, 1985.
And then what is your social?
336-764-815.
Okay. And then how did you first learn of a connection between Roundup and your cancer?
How did I synced it on TV, an ad on TV, and then I went online and I filled out a form.
Okay, and what date did you first become aware that your injuries may have been related to Roundup?
Like
when did you find out that there was a connection? Was it around the time that you were diagnosed? Or before that? Or after that?
I want to say before. August
of what year?
2018.
So, okay.
March 2009.
I'm sorry, March?
Yeah.
That's when you first found out that you were, that your cancer was related to Roundup?
That's when I started using Roundup.
Okay. When did you become aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup? Was that August 2018?
Yes.
Okay. And then for your email, I have QUEPABrown09@iCloud.com.
Yeah.
And then for your phone number, I have 773-302-4911.
Yeah.
And then is that your cell number?
Yes.
Okay. And then how many times a year did you spray Roundup, if you had to estimate?
Like nine.
9 times a year?
Yeah.
And did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before diagnosis?
No, I'm sorry. 9 years.
Okay. How many times a year did you use Roundup?
How many times a year?
Yeah. Rough estimate.
Maybe five, six.
6 times a year you used Roundup?
Yeah.
Did you did you spray Roundup for at least 1 full year before your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And what month and year did you start spraying Roundup?
I started in 2009.
What month?
March.
And then when did you stop spraying Roundup?
August.
August. 24th. August what? 21st?
24th, 2018.
Okay. So you sprayed for about 11 years?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Earlier you told me 9 years, so I'm just changing that answer to 11, okay?
Okay, I'm just rounding
it up. I'm sorry. No. No. You're correct. 9 years. I don't know why I thought 11. Okay, so you sprayed for 9 years, and that was from 2009 to 2018?
Yes.
Okay. And then did you use any protective gear when applying Roundup?
No.
Okay. And then I just want to confirm the state you sprayed it in is Illinois?
Yes.
Okay. And where did you apply and how big of an area was it applied to?
The front and backyard.
Okay. And what was your exposure? Was it occupational, agricultural, or residential?
Residential.
Okay. And how were you exposed, directly or indirectly?
Directly.
Okay. Did you personally spray Roundup yourself, yes or no?
Yes.
And how often were you present during the application of Roundup? Was it every time?
Every time.
And how many exposures would you say that you had to Roundup in your entire life, if you had to guess a number or estimate a number?
How many times?
Based off of what you told me, since you sprayed 6 times a year and you sprayed for 9 years, the math on that would be 54. Is that correct?
Okay. Yeah.
Okay. And how were you first exposed to Roundup? Was it directly by spraying at home?
Yeah.
Okay. And do you get your water from a well? Yes or no?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to any other herbicides?
No.
Have you ever been exposed to benzene or Agent Orange?
No.
And what type of Roundup was used? Was it a concentrate or a premix?
A concentrate.
Okay. And where did you purchase the Roundup? What store? Do you remember what store you purchased it from?
I think it was Home. It's Home Depot.
Home Depot. Do you have any receipts for your Roundup purchases? Yes or no?
No.
And do you have any Roundup in your possession? Yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Okay. If you do find anything, the attorneys do ask that you do not destroy or tamper with it, because it will help you with your case, okay?
Oh, okay.
All right. The next 9 questions are going to be yes or no's. Other than minor traffic offenses, have you ever been convicted of a crime?
No.
Have you ever? Do you have a medical record that indicates the cancer diagnosis and type?
Like, do I have a whammy?
Is there a proof that there is one?
Yeah, the hospital has it.
Okay. Have you ever filed for bankruptcy?
No.
Have you ever been involved in other lawsuits?
No.
Have you ever filed a disability or workers' compensation claim?
No.
Have you ever been in the military?
No.
Have you ever lost any time from work because of surgery or treatment related to your condition?
No.
Are you currently employed?
Yes.
And have you ever smoked?
Yes.
Okay. How many years did you smoke for?
I only smoked for 2-3 months.
2-3 months?
Yes.
Okay, so the only thing is I can't put exactly, I would have to put a year. So I'm going to put 1 year, and then I'll write in the note that you smoked for 2-3 months.
Well,
okay, and then what is the name of your current employer?
Hilton Suites.
Hilton Suites?
Yes.
And where is that located? Chicago, Illinois?
Yes.
Okay, I see multiple locations.
198 East Edward.
Okay, so I have Hilton Chicago Magnificent Mile Suites.
Yes.
Okay. And then the address I have is 198 East Delaware Place in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611.
Yes.
And what is your job title there?
Housekeeper.
Okay, we're almost done. What is the name of the doctor that diagnosed you?
Jacob Ramnich.
And what facility is that?
Fresh Medical Center.
Okay, so I have Dr. Jacob Rotminich.
Uh-huh.
Is this the same doctor that treated you as well?
Yes.
And do you have his phone number by chance, or did you want me to pull it from Google?
It's 312.
312?
942-6400.
Okay, perfect. It's the same one on Google. And then you said you were diagnosed at Rush Medical Center?
Yes.
Okay, is that where you were also treated to?
Yes.
And is that on Harrison Street? West Harrison Street?
Yes.
Okay.
No, it's Congress.
Congress?
Congress Parkway.
1653 West Congress Parkway?
Yes.
Okay. Just writing that down. Alrighty, so I have 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, 60612?
Yes.
And what was the date that you started your treatment?
The date. Stop calling. What is it? The date I started.
Was it immediately after you were diagnosed?
Wait, the date I started?
Treatment.
Date I started treatment was directly after.
So you were diagnosed October 17th. So did you start in October your treatment?
Yes, I want to say October 19th, 2019.
And what type of treatment did you receive?
Hold on, somebody keep calling me.
No worries.
So you said what day?
What type of treatment?
Chemotherapy, radiation therapy.
Okay. Anything else?
And I got pain medication.
Okay. And can I get your current full address, please?
3206 West Douglas.
West Douglas?
Yes.
Boulevard in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60623?
Yes.
Okay. And then we do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you, ensuring that we can continue your case for your loved ones. Typically, we only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period. This precaution helps prevent disruptions in your case, and we found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where clients have become unresponsive. Does your emergency contact live with you or not live with you?
Not.
Okay. Do we have permission to contact this person if needed?
Yes.
And can I get their phone number?
773-317-3936.
And who is this person to you?
My cousin.
Cousin? And can you spell your cousin's first name for me, please?
Amanda. A-M-A-N-D-A.
Last name?
Brown.
B-R-O-W-N? B-R-O-W-N, I'm sorry. And then the last question is, how has your diagnosis of lymphoma impacted your life?
First it was kind of rocky, but now I feel a little stressed, but I'm okay.
Well, I'm happy to hear that you're doing better, and I wish nothing but the best for you. I do want to thank you so much for sharing all this information with me. I know it's not easy to talk about. So what I'm going to go ahead and do is I'm going to review the information with you very quickly to make sure I have everything spelled correctly. With that being said, if anything sounds incorrect, please feel free to interrupt me, okay?
Okay.
So you were diagnosed with diffuse large B-cell lymphoma. You don't already have an attorney assisting you with filing a claim, and you are filing this claim on behalf of yourself. The date you were diagnosed was October 17, 2019. You sprayed at home at the address of 3931 West Adams Street in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60624. You sprayed Roundup for 9 years. Your name is Laquita, spelled L-A-Q-U-E-T-A, last name Brown, B-R-O-W-N. Can you go ahead and confirm your gender for me, please?
Can I didn't hear you.
Can you confirm your gender for me, please? I did miss a question. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you. Yeah. All right. I have your social as 336-764-815, and I have your date of birth as September 9th, 1985. I have, what is your height and weight?
5'7", 185 pounds.
Okay. I have your height and weight as 5'7", 185 pounds. You first became aware that your injury may have been related to Roundup roughly around August 1st, 2018. I have your email as QUEPABrown09@iCloud.com, and I have your phone number at 773-302-4911. You sprayed Roundup 6 times a year. You started spraying roughly around March 1st, 2009 and stopped spraying roughly around August 24th, 2018. You sprayed residentially in the front and... Oh, go ahead.
Okay. You said the 6 times in a year.
So you started spraying March 1st, 2009 and stopped spraying August 24th, 2018?
No, when you said 6 times a year.
Yes. You said you sprayed 6 times a year. Is that correct? Hello, Laquita, can you hear me?
Yeah, I'm listening. I'm trying to make sure I get it right.
Okay. Was it more than that, less than that?
Like 6 hours in a year.
6 hours. So I want to know how many times did you spray Roundup in a year?
Okay, so you did. You did do it right.
Okay, so you sprayed 6 times a year. Is that correct?
No, I was thinking of something else.
Okay.
You had a first time.
Okay, so you did spray Roundup 6 times a year. Can you confirm that?
No, 9.
9 times a year?
Yes.
Okay. So you sprayed 9 times a year for 9 years? Is that correct?
Yeah.
How many times a year did you spray Roundup, Laquita? The best of your knowledge.
6 years.
Not how many years, how many times a year?
See, that's why I'm messing up, Amy.
Okay. How often did you spray Roundup? Was it once a week, once a month?
Like 2 times a week.
2 times a week, and how many months out of the year did you spray for?
Every all year.
You sprayed all year, even in the winter?
Except for the wintertime.
Except for the wintertime? So you roughly sprayed around 6 months a year, is that correct? Or nine
Yes.
months a year?
See.
6 months a year, and you said you sprayed twice a week?
Yes.
Okay, so if I'm doing the math correctly, you sprayed roughly around 24 times a year, is that correct?
Yes.
Okay, so you sprayed Roundup 24 times a year, and you sprayed from March 1st, 2009 to August 24th, 2018. You sprayed residentially in the state of Illinois. You were directly exposed by spraying Roundup yourself. How many exposures have you had to Roundup in your lifetime? If you had to put a number on it. I know you said that you sprayed about, we said that you sprayed about 24 times a year and you sprayed for 9 years. So the math on that would be roughly around 216 times. Were you exposed to 200?
Or were you? I think I'm doing the math wrong.
Okay. I can help you do the math for you.
So you said how often do I use?
How many exposures to Roundup have you had in your entire life? Was it 100 times, 200 times, 50 times? If I'm doing the math correctly, if you sprayed 24 times a year and you used it for 9 years, it would be about 216 exposures to Roundup. Is that correct?
That sounds like a lot.
It's however many times you thought you think you were exposed to Roundup. If it's a different answer, you can let me know. I'm just doing it based off the math. But unfortunately, we can't move forward without knowing the answer, so...
I say about 5 to 6.
You've only had 5 to 6 exposures of Roundup in your entire life? Is that correct?
Okay. I use this twice a month.
Okay, twice a month or twice a week? Because you told me twice a week earlier, so that would be different. Is that correct?
I use it twice a month.
So twice a month and 6 months out of the year, so it would be 12 times a year. Is that correct?
Okay, yeah.
Okay, and then if you sprayed twice a month for 6 months, and that is 12, and you sprayed for 9 years, the math would be 108 times. Is that correct?
Okay.
Okay. So you've had 108 exposures to Roundup in your lifetime. Is that correct? Does that sound correct?
Yeah.
Okay, thank you so much. You purchased a concentrate. You purchased it from Home Depot. Your current employer is Hilton Chicago Magnificent Mile Suites at 198 East Delaware Place in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60611. You are a housekeeper there. I have your diagnosing and treating doctor as Dr. Jacob Rutmensch. I can't pronounce that. Rutmensch. At Rush University Medical Center. The address I have is 1653 West Congress Parkway in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60612. I have the doctor's phone number as 312-942-6400. The date that you started your treatment is October 19, 2019. You did chemotherapy, radiation, and pain medication for treatment. I have your current address is 3206 West Douglas Boulevard in Chicago, Illinois, zip code 60623. And I have your emergency contact as your cousin who does not live with you. Her name is Amanda Brown, and I have her phone number as 773-317-3936. Does that all sound correct?
Yeah.
And you smoked for 2 to 3 months?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. I'm going to go ahead and send you these documents. I just need a couple signatures. They're generating now. It should take less than a minute or so. You just need to follow the instructions on the DocuSign. It's going to text you a link. I just need you to click on the link and then sign the documents, okay?
Okay.
All right, so go ahead and put me on speakerphone. You should have received the link. Do you see it?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead and click on it. and then follow the instructions for the DocuSign. If you have any questions, let me know. It should take less than a minute or so. And then let me know once you're done, okay?
Okay, I'm done.
You're done? Okay, let me see if I received it. I still haven't received it on my end.
Hold on, I had the same one. Okay, I did.
Okay, perfect. So I just went ahead and sent you a text for my direct line. It's a 949 number. If you need anything at all, that's going to be your main point of contact. The attorneys are going to reach out to you within 24 to 48 hours to verify the case with you, or 5 to 10 business days. It depends on how busy they are. With that being said, please be on the lookout for their call. They just need to verify the case with you, which should take about 5 minutes or so. They won't be able to get started on your case without speaking to you, so please keep that in mind. With that being said, again, if you have any questions, please let me know. It was a pleasure speaking with you, Lakita. I do want to thank you so much for your time and for being super patient with me on the phone. I really appreciate it. I'm wishing nothing but the best for you and your family. And
thank
I hope you have a wonderful rest of your day.
You too. Thank you. Have a good day.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.